As I was coming back from my morning walk this morning, I overheard Raymond and Brother John Lin talking about this boy whose body was discovered in the jetty in Klang. They were speculating on what actually happened. Well, when you really cannot find the real cause, then Buddhists would say, well, it is karma lah. Right or not? Is that wrong? Is that true? To what extent do we surrender and say, that's karma? I'll give you another interesting story that happened in Taiping a couple of months ago. There's one lawyer in Taiping who was at the peak of his career. Maybe he's in his late 40s or early 50s. Was quite a charitable person, and he helped a lot in the fundraising. In fact, spearheaded the fundraising of his alma mater, his school, and collected quite a large sum of money for the renovation and improvement of the facilities in his old school. He's also known to be a boozer. He drinks quite a lot. So one evening, he and some of our Buddhist friends were attending a wedding dinner in a hotel nearby. It's called Flemington Hotel, right? It's near Lake Gardens. They were having some dinner there, and in the course of the dinner, you know, he felt very sleepy. He was nodding away, and he didn't really drink too much, not his usual amount. One of his friends says, okay, come, let's go back. I think you're really tired. He says, okay, never mind. It's okay. I'll just hang on for a while. So after that, he hung on for a while. Then he got up, apparently to go to the toilet. And that was the last they heard of him. They couldn't find him. Looked high and low, all over the place, couldn't find him. So, of course, the family and the parents were very concerned. Is this a case of kidnap? If it was a case of kidnap, then how come there were no news at all from the kidnappers? So, 1 day, 2 days passed, and still no news. They scouted around the place, tried to look for any signs, couldn't find anything at all. Somebody said that a couple of days ago, they had taken a photograph of a little bridge across a little stream that was behind the hotel. And when they shot the picture, it turned out in the camera that there was a sort of a ghostly figure hovering above the little pond just at the side of the bridge. And Chinese superstition said that place is dirty. When the mother heard about this, the mother, being a Taoist, she went to the bridge and started to pray and made a request to the spirits there, at least show her the body. And after she did that, after she prayed to the spirits there, the next day, the body floated up. He actually drowned, apparently, in the little pool of water, which is just about less than 2 feet. And how could that happen? When his body floated up, he was all bloated up, very ugly, like one of those tsunami victims. And I think part of his arm was already gnawed or eaten up by monitor lizard, biawak. But they found that his pants was unzipped, so probably he was trying to urinate. And maybe in his drunkenness, he just fell, and then he hit something, some rocks down there, because they found that his skull was damaged. His forehead was damaged, and then because he sort of fainted, then he drowned in the water. So was this foul play, or was this his karma? Now to digress a bit. So some of our Buddhist friends, they attended the wake, and they talked to the children who were still quite young, still schooling, and advised the children, hey, you talk to your daddy, tell daddy, don't worry about us, mom can take care of us, you just go your way. And just let go. Don't be concerned about us. We can take care of ourselves. Now, this guy is a Taoist, whereas the wife is a Christian. The wife couldn't understand why our Buddhist friends would ask her children to tell her father to take it easy. She said it's unfair that he should leave the children to me to take care of them. So actually, it's a very selfish thing, isn't it, on the part of the wife. She doesn't want the late husband to take it easy because now she's got all the burden of taking care of the kids. So what does this suggest? It suggests that she also wants him to suffer because she is suffering. Is that real love? Or is it just selfishness? But anyway, this is just digression. So, to what extent do we believe karma? There's one particular sutta in the Sanghita Nikaya, Sivaka Sutta, whereby someone came to ask the Buddha. He said that there are some samanas and brahmanas, recluses and philosophers, who preach that whatever we experience is entirely the result of past karma. In Pali, this is called Pubbakata Hetu Diti. It's a view that whatever we experience is the result of past karma. Is this true? If that is so, then it would be very fatalistic, right? If whatever we experience is entirely the result of past karma, then what can we do in order to save ourselves or to overcome those karmic obstructions? Of course, the Buddha refuted that.